You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States, the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has entered its second week. Mr. Chauvin was fired by the city's police department the day after he was captured on video kneeling on the neck of handcuffed 46-year-old George Floyd. It is a scene that sparked worldwide protests against police brutality. Mr. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter, and could face up to 15 years in jail. Mr. Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. At the commencement of week two in court, a homicide investigator testified that Mr. Chauvin used totally unnecessary force when kneeling on George Floyd's neck during an arrest last May. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo has testified that Mr. Chauvin violated policy in maintaining the knee force after Floyd had stopped resisting and was in distress.
Once Mr. Floyd had stopped resisting, and certainly once he was in distress and trying to verbalize that, that should have stopped. There's an initial reasonableness in trying to just get him under control over in the first few seconds, but once there was no longer any resistance, and clearly when Mr. Floyd was no longer responsive and even motionless, that in no way, shape, or form is anything that is by policy, is not part of our training, and it is certainly not part of our ethics or our values.
Mr. Arredondo has led the Minneapolis Police Department since 2017 and is the city's first black chief to serve in the role. Defense attorney Eric Nelson questioned Mr. Arredondo about the level of resistance to arrest Mr. Floyd in justifying the level of force or pressure required. Prosecuting attorney Steve Schleicher questioned Mr. Arredondo further on this point.
I must ask you, is this a trained Minneapolis Police Department defensive tactics technique?
It is not.
Well, we read the departmental policy on neck restraints. Is this a neck restraint?
The conscious neck restraint by policy mentions light to moderate pressure. When I look at Exhibit 17, and when I look at the facial expression of Mr. Floyd, that does not appear in any way, shape, or form that is light to moderate pressure. I agree that the defendant violated our policy in terms of rendering aid.
The defense argues that Mr. Chauvin did what he was trained to do and that Floyd's use of illegal drugs and his underlying health conditions caused his death. Meanwhile, the emergency room doctor who pronounced George Floyd dead has testified that he theorized at the time that Mr. Floyd's heart most likely stopped because of a lack of oxygen. Bradford Langenfeld was a senior resident on duty that night at Hennepin County Medical Center and tried to resuscitate Mr. Floyd. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell questioned Mr. Langenfeld on this issue.
Was your leading theory then for the cause of Mr. Floyd's cardiac arrest oxygen deficiency?
That was one of the more likely possibilities. I felt that at the time, based on the information I had, it was more likely than the other possibilities.
Did you receive a report that he had received CPR from any of the officers who may have been on the scene on May 25th, 2020?
No.
The doctor said that he was not informed of any efforts at the scene by bystanders or police officers to resuscitate Mr. Floyd, but paramedics had tried for about 30 minutes. Those paramedics who treated George Floyd have told the jury he was not breathing and had no pulse when they arrived at the scene of his deadly arrest. By the time Mr. Smith arrived, Mr. Chauvin had been pressing his knee into the neck of Mr. Floyd for about 9 minutes. Defense argued that Floyd's death was caused by a drug overdose after fentanyl was found in his blood and heart failure.
It is my firm belief that the one singular incident we will be judged forever on will be our use of force. And so, while it is absolutely imperative that our officers go home at the end of their shift, we want to make sure and ensure that our community members go home too. And so sanctity of life is absolutely vital, that is the pillar for our use of force. Department members will have at least a basic training in terms of first responder, the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation, the effects of applying direct pressure on wounds to stop bleeding. The training that we have and that we receive, it's very vital because those seconds are vital.
In week one of the trial, 19 people testified. 10 were witnesses at the scene, Mr. Floyd's girlfriend, and several paramedics and firefighters who unsuccessfully attempted to revive Mr. Floyd. The trial continues. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.